Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lou Trek Show. Show number 30 for Monday, November 9th, 2009.
Now establishing data link. Accessing.
And now, two guys who go together like macaroni and cheese to a lactose intolerant person. Your host, Lou Costanzo and Ryan Denimore.
Before you die, there is something you should know about us, Lone Star.
What?
I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate.
What's that make us?
Absolutely nothing.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lou Trek Show. I am absolutely nothing. I am your host, Lou. Thank you very much for downloading and listening to tonight's show. Our main website is www.loutrekshow.com. You can send us topic suggestions as well as questions and comments. Our email address is loutrekshow, and that's all one word, at gmail.com. If you keep your email somewhat brief and to the point, you will hear them as part of a future show. You can send us voicemail on Skype by plugging in Lou Trek Show on Skype or calling us directly at area code 630 WWW Trek 630-999-8735 if you like the numbers. You can follow us on Twitter by going to loutrekshow.com/Twitter, and I'm even on Facebook now. That one will be facebook.com/Lou Trek Show. I'll try and get that reversed sometime. But tonight is going to be in a pretty abbreviated show. Brian, are you with me?
Kapla, Lou.
Yes, thank you. Yes, we have a little more information, just a little bit of updated information concerning Starbase Cindy, and a lot of people don't know this yet, which I'm going to go ahead and tell everyone. We thought about surprising, but you know, it'd be better surprise if people know about it. I am trying my best so I can be there at least one day, you know? I am doing my best. Maybe at least the Saturday, maybe the Sunday too, for at least a few hours Sunday, because, well, it's going to be a 10-hour drive, Brian.
Yeah, I know, and I'm chomping at the bit to see if you get there, because I got a nice queen-size air mattress ready to pop your butt into when you get here to sleep.
All right, and don't be surprised if you hear that air mattress go...
Unless you're 600 pounds, Bubba, I don't think you're going to break it.
Well, that's good. Like I said before, all I need is a corner and an outlet for my fan. I don't know why, but I have to have a fan. And
we'll make sure you're all set up. All
right. And we're going to go ahead and tell you, everybody, about the updates. Or we can... Why don't we let our guest do it today? And let's bring her on there. Her name is Kim. Kim. Sorry about that. That was a wrong sound effect.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Yeah.
And your little dog, too. Or you should say, and your little Klingon, too.
Yeah. Hey, let's try that. Go ahead. Ready? Try that. That's where you say, I'll get you, my little pretty.
I was just getting ready to do that.
Oh, go for it.
And it's not my little Klingon. It's my little Targ.
Your little Targ, too.
I'll get you, my little pretty.
Uh-huh.
And your little Targ, too.
All right. Well, everybody who's listening to us going, Jesus, these guys are a bunch of nuts. Yes, we are.
Yes, we have Kim Huff, the chairman of Starbase Indy, on tonight to update us on what's going on. Kim?
Hi, everybody.
Stage is yours, my dear.
Kim, I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to tell us, who's the latest addition to the guest list of Starbase Indy, which has really got me foaming at the mouth here and thinking there's got to be a way I can get there.
It is Garrett Wong, who ensigned Harry Kim from Star Trek Voyager. So, and just a lot of people have a misnomer because the last name is spelled Wang, W-A-N-G. Everybody says Wang, but he will always tell you that if you said Wang, you were Wong.
Everybody Wong Chong tonight. Anyway,
it's supposed to be Wong, so it's Garrett Wong with Star Trek Voyager. I am so glad that he's coming.
So am I. You know, I hope
so
I at least get to say hi to him. Remember I told you a few weeks ago about my worst convention, the only convention I went to with the William Shatner stand-in. You couldn't talk to him. You couldn't ask him questions. You could only shake his hand as he grinned like an idiot. But, you know, I've got to say something to Harry Kim. Something like, Garrett, I just want you to know, you've been the bright spot of this convention. You've exceeded any expectations we may have of you. And, of course, if you guys are real Trekkies, you know where that comes from.
I'm guessing I must not be a real Trekkie. What is that from?
That was from Captain Janeway. Do you remember when the ship started contorting itself?
Yes,
crawling through the Jeffries tube trying to figure out what's going on, but she has to take time to stop and say, Harry, I just want you to know. I'm not promoting you, but I just want you to know. You know.
So Meg goes seven years without promotion and bails her ass out more times than we can count.
Absolutely. And what's he say? You know, what did he tell somebody? There's only so many command positions on a starship. No, bull. You can make up 150 command positions. Make everyone commanders. They all just switch off. Let them all enjoy it. It's not like you're paying
them. Well,
didn't they promote
Tuvok?
Yes, they did.
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, they promoted Tuvok, they promoted Paris.
Yeah.
Well, they demoted Paris and re-promoted Paris.
Yeah.
So why couldn't they promote Harry Kim?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? And that would be a really good question for everybody to ask.
I'm sure he's been asked that many, many times.
Hopefully you're definitely going to be there. When you get there, what time are you going to be there?
Well, if all works out, I work in retail. I have to work Friday morning because that's the way it is. I'll be in to work at 5:30, so I'm getting up at 4 a.m. Lou's going to be a tired person. I'll get up about 4, go into work at 5:30. I probably get off around 2, and that's going to be central time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
After that, I just hit the road, head on toward Indianapolis. I'll probably arrive somewhere around midnight or maybe 1 a.m. Or if I, you know, do a little speeding. Not to say I want any state troopers looking for the Lou Trek mobile. But if they do, I drive a blue Ford Focus, you know, completely throw them off. It's not what I drive.
Hey, Lou, watch out. 65 coming into Indianapolis has got some construction on it. Thought I'd give you some fair warning.
Well, you know, it's going to be about 11 or 12 at night. It shouldn't be too bad.
Well, in Indiana, they don't care about what time it is because they'll have these huge, blaring lights out there, and there'll be people out there working on the road.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm like, maybe if you wouldn't have people standing around watching other people work for 8 hours in a day, you might be able to get the rest of the stuff done during regular working hours. I don't know.
Well, hopefully Miss GPS will get me there. She's got this sexy British voice, so I do like Miss GPS.
Well, I just want to say, because the schedule is online, if you go to the www.starbaseindy.com, mm-hmm. and you go to events, the very first item is 2009 tentative schedule, which it's actually getting ready to become a pretty permanent schedule. Mm-hmm. And we are showing that Garrett's going to be on stage at 5. So I just want to make sure that you are available to see him on stage at 5.
And that's Saturday.
That's Saturday.
Oh, I'll be there. You know, I'll be, if I'm there,
he'll be there. I'll make sure he's free from the Lou Trek Show table to make sure he gets there.
Garrett Wong. I almost said it wrong.
Got it wrong. And I've said it many times. I always have to say it over and over again in my head. So, because it looks like Wang, and I said it Wong.
Mm-hmm, you would have been Wong. That is funny. And he's there from 5 to 6 or what?
He's hopefully, if their planes land on time, they will all come out on stage at the end of opening ceremonies. They just make a quick little announcement, you know, walk out on stage, and then we let them rest so they're fully rested up for Saturdays. So, you know, they'll probably go back to their room or get a bite to eat or who knows. I mean, some of them might just hang out. A lot of times at the convention, a lot of them just will hang out in the bar, out in the convention somewhere.
Cool.
So, it's up to them.
Of course, one year we had, I can't think of that, Babylon 5 Ranger guy that was at the convention. His time of relax is sitting and seeing how drunk he can get and then get sober enough to walk out on the stage and look like he's like he hadn't drunk a drop of alcohol the night before.
I don't know who you're talking. Was that one of mine? One of mine that I was running?
Yeah, no, it was one of the ones that
for Dave Scott.
Dave Scott.
Yeah, Slint and Fedora. Yeah.
Now
yeah,
let me ask you. I'm sorry. Let me ask you a question. That way we don't drift off too far from the show. Question and answering. How does that work? Do you raise your hand and, you know, like Les Messman, WKRP, and then ask your question, or do you write it down, or how do you do this?
Normally what happens is they'll come out on stage, and they'll talk for a little bit and give some information, and then usually they start raising their hand pretty soon and start asking questions. Okay. Now, I will say Garrett is quite the performer, and he probably... he almost really performs and entertains up there, you know, a lot. So if you want to ask a question, a lot of times you raise your hand type of thing and people can ask questions.
Okay.
So, and I will tell everybody, now publicly, since we've been told, the other guest, one of the other guests that we really wanted was astronaut David Wolf. He used to be a long time, Starbase Indie guest. He used to come to a lot of the old Starbase Indies. And we really look, he's actually native here from Indy, and we really wanted him to come. Well, he was just recently in outer space, and he is not going to be done with his duties from that. So we got kind of like the standard stock letter, form letter, you know, saying he was not going to attend, and we were so disappointed. And it took forever to get the letter. We just didn't know what was going on. And then I guess he had somebody from the appearances office call Mike and just formally tell them, kind of over the phone in person type thing, that it wasn't that he didn't want to come. He definitely remembers us, had a great time, would love to be honored to be asked again, and should be able to come again maybe next year. But he said that he's going to be in Japan finishing up his astronaut duties from being in outer space, so he wasn't going to be able to come. One of the reasons why we really like having him is, and first off, he's an incredibly nice guy, so that's a really good, you know, reason to have him. But the other aspect is that he had all that footage. You know, when they go up in space, they're recording stuff, they're taking pictures and all that stuff, and he would bring it and then show it up on stage. So we would have some really cool science stuff that we could show in programming, and that was one of the things we were really looking forward to. So if you'll notice on the schedule, there is an opening on Sunday at 11 o'clock that says to be announced. So we were hoping that we were going to hear back from him and he was going to say yes, but that didn't work. So we had a meeting today for Starbase Indy, and we are going to do a little improv. There's going to be an improv done at 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Really?
So, yeah. It'd be improv with Mark and Gary. These guys are hilarious, and they've done a lot of...
Our guest next week.
That was your guest that was supposed to get Gary. Had an uncle or somebody, I think, who passed away.
An uncle.
So we're going to do some fun improv stuff. You won't probably be able to see that because you'll probably have to leave. But there'll be some cool improv stuff.
Yeah, I will. Because I'll be recording it.
But Lou won't be.
Yeah.
He'll see it after the fact.
Yeah, he'll see it after that. So they always enter like masquerade contests and skits and stuff like that, like Gen Con and things like that, and they always win. So it'll be a lot of fun. They'll be good. So I'll be changing the schedule soon to reflect that. And we've already picked out all
the... They have their little show they do with Captain Kirk and Spock.
Yes. And Mark's always Kirk, and Gary's always Spock. So they're a great group. They're a lot of fun.
They're the number one target for the Klingons.
So... am I looking at this right? You have Garrett on both Saturday and Sunday?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Con Chair Hour? What's that?
We have always had that since we started in 2004, and it's just an hour where people can sit down and talk to the con chairs, and me, Judy, and Lil are the ones that basically run the event. Mm. I mean, kind of the buck stops with us, so to speak. And we just give everybody an hour to come and ask questions and talk to us. And
absolutely. So, everybody take advantage of that because, you know, we want this to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, we really want it too. And I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, I just had an email from a guy yesterday wanting to know, said, you know, it's been 3 years since they've had a convention in Cleveland on a steady basis, and they would love to see if Starbase Indy would be willing to come to Cleveland. And I just, it boggles the mind. I keep thinking people must not realize that we're not this professional, you know, where we're professional, but we're not this commercial group that's making money doing this. I wrote to him and said, you know, we're a fan-run event. We're not for profit. Matter of fact, if anything, a lot of us are spending our own money to try to make a lot of this stuff work. And we just can't, we don't really have an interest of going to another town. Matter of fact, he was in Cleveland, Ohio. We consider that our target market. Mm-hmm. You know, anything in Ohio, Kentucky, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, those are all our target market. I mean, we want people to come from all over, but obviously these are all within really close driving distances, so these are the people who are going to be more apt to come to see us. Mm-hmm. So I hear we got some nut coming from Nebraska this year.
Possibly.
You got some crazy girl coming from California, too.
We do have a girl coming from California this year.
Oh, I was going to say, she's going to win the longest.
It's a Cardassian.
Yeah, she'll win.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yep. We have a girl coming from... Actually, we have two people coming from California. No, two coming from California, one coming from Utah. I think that Annette maybe is in Texas. I'm not sure where she's at, because Janie bought her ticket, and she lives in Utah. And Annette's a traveling nurse, so I never know where her mailing address is, because she's always moving. Mm-hmm. But I think she's in Texas right now. So, yeah, I mean, we do have people come from all over. I mean, we've had people come from the UK, from Germany, from Australia. I mean, I'll tell you what, guys. We actually had somebody order from Malaysia this year.
Hmm.
This year, somebody ordered from Malaysia, and we were real leery about processing it for fear that it was somebody that was trying to a fraudulent charge. And so I added the guy on my instant message, and I asked him, and I'm still not quite sure if he's going to come. His English wasn't the greatest. So I'm still not quite sure if he's going to come or not. He says he wants to, and then he says, could you write a letter to our consulate? Ooh, our power just flickered. He said, would you write a letter to our consulate, so I could get a visa? And I'm like, wait a minute.
What the heck?
I don't know about that.
Maybe he's just trying to get in the country, and then he'll disappear, and they'll be looking at you.
Yeah, I'm like,
no, I don't think so.
So we never ran the charge, and it's still... I said, well, if I were you, if you don't even know you're coming and you haven't gotten a visa yet, why don't you just buy your ticket if you make it?
Yeah.
You know, why would you want to pay for a ticket up front?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you do that, I just want you to know that I do have $1.5 million that I could give to you. All you need to do is send a processing fee.
Yeah. Yeah. When he was talking to me, he started asking me some kind of question. I can't even remember now what he said, and I said, let me ask next, you're gonna ask for my bank information, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. I love playing with those people, and I know this is drifting, but I love playing with those people who write me and say there's $116.2 million United States dollars that I could claim. All I have to do is just give them my name and information, and so I do that with all bogus information on a throwaway email address, and then they get into what you need to pay. And, you know, it's always going to be about $5,000 or $1,000 or whatever it is. And I always say, well, can't you just take that out of the $15 million?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, we can't do that. I said, okay, I'll tell you what. I'm not greedy. I don't want to be greedy. So let's say $15 million. Why don't we split it? You keep $7 million. I'll take $7 million. Take the $5,000 out of your $7 million and look what you've got. No, 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 no. Better yet, I'll tell you what. I'm just not greedy. Send me $1 million. You keep $14 million and just pay the $7,000 fee or whatever the fee may be out of your $14 million.
Yeah, you never hear back, right?
Never hear back.
I always do it the easy way. I always tell them to speak to my lawyer.
I always do it the easy way, too. You know what my easy way is? Delete.
Delete. But you got to have fun with them, because you know somewhere they're sitting in Nigeria in this sleazy, cockroach-infested coffee house typing away at these things.
Yeah.
And you know, give them a little fun. Have a little
Well,
fun
you know, them. I tell you what, and I know this is digressing, but I want to mention this just so people know.
Mm-hmm.
I get a call. I was working on something for my boss. I was working from home that day. And I get a call from my husband's mother, who never, ever calls hardly. I mean, we hear from her on the holidays, and that's about it. Mm. I mean, we talk to her on email, but she never actually picks up the phone and calls.
Lucky you.
And so she... mm. No, I love her. She's a sweetheart. Mm. And I'm like, is everybody okay? You know, I immediately answered it that way. She said, I just need to know, are the kids... Do you know where the kids are at right now? I'm like, well, Jackie's at school, and Johnny's at school as well. Are you sure Johnny's at school? I'm like, I'm positive, Jenny. Johnny's at school, you know? And so she said, okay, bye. And she hangs up on me. I'm like, what the heck was that about? Like, what on earth is going on? So I call my husband. I'm like, have you talked to your mom? What is going on? You know, she's asking me about where Johnny is. Well, I guess she got a phone call, and she's not talked to Johnny in years, and this person is saying that it's Johnny, and he's in Canada. Mm. And he's gotten himself into a bit of trouble, and he needs money. Mm. And she says, well, what are you doing there? Why would your parents let you be there? Well, my best friend's father died, and I'm at a funeral. First off, we would never let him do that, but okay. They went fishing. They didn't notice the sign, and they had been arrested. And so she supposedly is talking to Johnny. She's talking to the police, you know. So what does she do? She goes to Western Union and wires them $3,000.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, oh, my gosh. So when she gets home and she's all freaking out, thinking, oh, my gosh, this is not a scam. And all of a sudden, the phone rings, and it's Western Union. And they said, are you so-and-so, and did you want to do this wire of 3,000 and some change? And she said, yes. And the guy had told her, the cop had said, now, don't tell them who this is for and all this stuff, because, you know, I'm going to try to get this processed so your grandson won't get in any trouble and he won't have a record, you know, all this stuff. Uh-huh. So she's really, he said, are you absolutely sure? Have you verified that this money is going to where it's supposed to go? And she stopped and she said, well, I haven't completely verified. So this is when she hangs up from the guy, and the guy says, I'll call you back in 10 minutes. And this is when she calls me and asks where Johnny is. Mm-hmm. And she was able to cancel it and get all of her money back.
Oh, good.
But look at it. I mean, how many people, and this person knew all kinds of stuff. They had our address. They knew certain terms, things that would have never been posted anywhere on the internet, on Facebook, anywhere. Wow. So I don't know how they got all their information, but, you know, people have got to realize that if you got somebody calling you and saying stuff like that to you, you need to second guess it. You need to check it. You can't just mm-hmm. quickly give out the money. I had a call from some credit card company the other day, and the credit card company was wanting to lower my interest rate. And I call them. I'm like, sure, hey, I'm all about lowering my interest rate. Mm. And I call over there and talk to them, and they're asking me all these questions. And then they said, well, what's your credit card number? I'm like, well, if you're the credit card company, you should have that.
Oh, no kidding.
And I called my credit card company. It was a scam. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, I get those calls probably two a week. Oh, yeah. I get those calls.
You know, the first
That's about as bad as the email I get telling me my Bank America account's been accessed too much, or my PayPal mm-hmm. account, someone's accessed my PayPal account.
Yeah,
and I don't use them.
Nope.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I tell you, Kim, the first clue that was a fraud was the fact they wanted to lower your card. You know that's not going to happen.
Well, yeah, not in this
economy. I have received letter after letter from our credit card companies that have said, thank you very much for being a wonderful, wonderful cardholder. We're glad you pay on time. And... however, we're raising your rates. That's your thank you for...
Yeah. Well, and I hate to... I've eaten up a lot of our time, and I apologize, but I just think it's really important for people to know that. People have got to understand, you know, a lot of the reason why this stuff spreads so easily is because people don't... They're not careful about what information they're emailing out. Mm-hmm. You should never email out via email a credit card number. The reason why it's safer on the internet is because it's an SSL. You make sure you've got, you know, a secured lock, a secure layer there. So you SSL going on, so you do not get in trouble, or somebody, it's encrypted and somebody can't get that information. Mm-hmm. I don't.
And this, And people this, folks, is a public service announcement on
that's
behalf
right.
of the Lou Drag Show.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. You can cut all this out, Lou, if you want.
That's okay. It's,
oh,
always,
we'll
it's
play,
all good.
We'll play real. Now, ladies and folks, this is our intelligence brief on how to protect yourself over the internet. This service was provided by the Lou Trek Show on behalf of all of our fans who listened in here and by the excellent host of Kim Huff.
That's right.
He's and, frustrated.
And the only thing you need to do is, you know, buy a ticket for Starbase Indy, even if you're not going. I did. I'm not even 100% sure I can go, but I said, what the heck? What am I losing, you know? I ain't losing anything, so...
Yeah, we had another guy by, too, that he said he wasn't sure he can come. Matter of fact, he said he probably isn't going to come. I forget where he was at, maybe Missouri or Wisconsin or something like that. But he went ahead and bought and said, I want you guys to continue. So, you know, it's $25 a piece. Here you go. Just consider it our donation if we don't make it.
You know, I listened to a podcast called The Personal Computer Show. The Personal Computer Radio Show, that's actually in New York, and they go every week live on the air on PCRadioShow.org or something like that. But it seems like every couple months they're doing fundraisers, fund drive. And that's all they do with the whole show is fund drive. It gets, you know, kind of annoying. So, folks, trust me, this is the last time you're going to hear something like this. But, you know, help out Starbase Indy. Just show up. Come on out.
You will have a great time. I mean, if anybody's taken a moment to get online and look at that schedule, it is... I keep looking at it thinking, ugh. I mean, I feel bad. Poor Andy Sams, Fleet Admiral Andy Sams with Starfleet Command. I had to call him and say, Andy, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to have to push the Starfleet Command meeting to 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to do that because I know that everybody's up late at night and they'd rather sleep in, but... Once we got Garrett, we needed to make room.
Uh-huh.
We just didn't have enough room.
Right.
We've got some really cool stuff about saving Star Wars. It's a documentary or a independent film that was done, and they're going to do like a little documentary and bloopers. They're going to have an introduction with David Prowse is going to be doing like a little interview, about 10-minute interview to announce it, and then they're going to show the show. And there's also going to be a Q&A with their crew and cast members. I mean, there's...
Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of really fun stuff going on in here.
Just when I'm reading here, a couple things like Stepchild Karaoke and Star Trek versus Batman.
Yeah.
This sounds very interesting. The Klingon language panel. I've got to be there for that.
That's one of, I believe that's one of your friends, Brian, isn't it? Isn't that?
That's the CAG. Yeah, that's the CAG commander for Indiana who's doing that.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Star Wars Saving Captain Kirk?
Where are you at? Oh, there it is. That's a game. Those are under gaming.
Gaming
I'm getting ready to take a lot of that out, just because it's really hard to show, okay, this starts at this time, this starts at this time, and they may last longer than this. So I'm going to take
most
that whole...
Most gaming stuff usually does.
Mm. Yeah, some of them, one of them might last an hour, the other one might last 4 hours, so it's really hard to list it like that.
Are you the evil Captain Kirk?
Yeah,
that's
I mean, the gaming room will probably go until at least 2 or 3 in the morning, at least.
Hey, I used to play a game called Battletech. We actually, in tournament time, had to set a time limit, because some of the games we were playing when we first started doing the tournament would last 3 to 4 hours on one round by one group of people, by like two people playing, because they were so strategically brilliant, and they were, it was like a chess game. So we had to cut it to an hour. You had to do everything you had to do for an hour within an hour, and then we set up a system for figuring out who won and lost. Because you had some really strategically good players that would make a game last hours. Because it just was that good of a game, and it was that close of a game.
Well, and this, and the gaming, if you go to the website again, go to events, and then go to open/scheduled gaming, there is a detailed list of each game, when they're going to play, the number of players for the game, and then there's also a link for you to RSVP so you can sign up for the scheduled game.
Oh.
And there's also going to be open gaming, so there'll be already games there. Gamers is going to allow us to they're going to bring some of the games in. And so anybody who doesn't want to be on a scheduled game can just grab another game off the table and sit down at one of the open game tables and game. And then I think at midnight is when it's just all open gaming for the rest of the night.
All right. Well, you know, this sounds very interesting. And, folks, you know, I really am not looking forward to a 20-hour combined drive, but I'm going to do it if I can. And I've already got one guy. He said he probably will work for me that day. That Sunday is Sunday's the biggest problem, you know.
Oh, really?
I can't get back to, you know, get back into town at 4 a.m. Sunday morning, and then, you know.
Yeah.
So, but he said he would work for me, but I, you know, before I commit myself, I need to make absolutely sure.
And so, if he can work for you, then you don't have to go back until
Monday.
Sometimes. Oh, until Monday?
Yeah, that's why I have to be back to work is Monday. But, of course, you know, I would want to be back, rolling back into town here probably around 10 o'clock. And
yeah.
So that's
get some sleep.
So you probably need to leave by noonish.
Yeah, something like that.
So you can get to back at a decent time. And I can understand that. I hope you get to come because I'd really like to meet you. Now that we've talked a few times, I'm really excited about meeting you.
Sure.
So it'll be a lot of fun. So. And everybody has a good time. I mean, the Barfleet party is a lot of fun.
When is
Robot
that?
Robot Madness is going to be, huh?
I'm not seeing the Barfleet party, so help me with that. Where is
you
that?
You know, I don't have it on the website yet. I mean, we've talked about it at some of our emails that we've sent out. If you go to SBI News, the link for SBI News, you'll see that there's some of the newsletters we've sent out. And I believe in both newsletters, the Barfleet parties are mentioned.
Okay.
Yeah, towards the bottom, I see Barfleet. Barfleet's party, The Liver's Last Stand. That's on the September one.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the October one, I believe I mentioned it as well.
Okay.
So.
Barfleet's kind of like a Star Trek version of the party ship.
Party ship?
Well, yeah, it's basically a bunch of Star Trek / sci-fi fans who like to get together and party.
Mm.
So, and they put on a professional party. They've built their own bar. And you'll come in, and there'll be a public bar area where there'll be pre-mixed area. You have to be 21 to get enter, and they do check ID. You have to have a state-issued ID to get in. And so you'll come into the public bar area, and then that you can get, and that's all for free. They don't charge you anything for it. You come in and just, depending upon which one you, what drink you want to get, that's usually, we usually have some kind of, we always come up with some kind of funky name for them, so there'll be some kind of crazy name for it. And then there's also a private bar, which is called the VIP area. So anybody who is a member of Barfleet, which you can join if you want, but if anybody who's a member of Barfleet gets in it's basically a free pour VIP area. So if you want them to go in there and say, I want a White Russian, they'll mix you a White Russian. Or if Lou goes in there and says, I want a Coke, they'll give you a Coke. You know, whatever it is you want, they usually try to have something going on. You know, we have a huge mix of stuff there. I'm sure we'll have, I heard Jeff Rector likes margaritas, and I have a good family recipe for margaritas, so I'll probably make margaritas.
Cool. Yeah, I'll take a Canar and Coke. Hold the Canar, please.
There you go. So, yeah, we usually, Barfleet is a lot of fun. There'll be music and professional lights and dancing, and I mean, it's a really nice event where everybody always has fun.
And if I'm not mistaken, Brian told me a little bit about Barfleet. I'll leave it to your imagination, but I heard it gets pretty wild.
Yeah, Barfleet, and I was just going to mention that there's another person that always has a party, and it's
the
Defiant
party. Yeah, yeah, they're the ones that have the really funky wild.
Well, both of them, I think. Usually, I don't remember. We have a slave auction, so there will be.
So does Gary.
Yeah, we'll have a slave auction. Well, I was just telling everybody today at the meeting that I miss Gary's party. And I said, because I always, at the party, we always got to do, they always did the buns contest. So you had to see all the guys' bottoms.
Yeah.
So they don't usually do that at the Barfleet party. So I told him, I said, I miss that. But they usually do the slave auction where, you know, a male or female will get up and say what they will or will not do, and then they auction them off. And the money goes to Barfleet to help do all the stuff that Barfleet does.
And Gary's on on the Defiant Party, it goes to a charity.
Right. I think goes to a charity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, Gary, what Gary does is he has his BYOB, And then if you leave whatever's left after the party, he keeps.
Right.
So if you go and you bring in a fifth of tequila, and you take two drinks out of it, and you leave it at the party, guess what?
You donated to the party.
You just donated to the party, and Gary has kept a large supply of alcohol on the USS from the USS Defiant party, so he always has alcohol every year to start his party off with. All they got to do is buy mixers and beer, and depending on how bad the guests are, some skunk beer.
All right. Now, Brian, what is skunk beer?
Skunk beer is a beer that's past its expiration date, way past its expiration date.
Ah.
In other words, you know how, like, the Budweiser says has to be served, say, by December of this year?
Or it goes flat.
Yeah, well, let's just say if you take a drink of it, it's like having Jack Daniels and Jägermeister hit you at the same time.
Oh, that's nasty.
I wouldn't know.
I'll make sure both of them are there for you to take a drink and you'll understand what
I'd
I'm
rather drink cough syrup than drink Jäger. I hate Jäger.
There you go. That's true. All right, well, anything else, guys?
Nope.
Everybody should come to Starbase Indy.
Absolutely.
Come to Starbase Indy. You'll have a great time.
Yeah. Well, then. All right. What else can we talk about? Anything? We got a few extra minutes. How are you guys doing on time?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I figured we had till midnight, so I was good.
Well, of course, you don't know when they're listening to this, so right now it's 10:20 her time, 9:20 my time, and... Okay, well then, how about putting you on the spot here? Let me ask you a question, Kim.
Okay.
If you could build your own starship, your own way, everything you want on board, any kind of systems you want, as fast as you want to go, what would it be?
You mean the type of ship,
anything,
whether it be
whatever class,
an Intrepid class, or
anything.
You know, whatever the I like the Galaxy class the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's I, you know, try the old tried and true type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of what I like.
Well, mine was the holodeck class starship. Nothing but holodecks. Nobody has to work except for a few hours a day. The rest of the time you're on the holodeck or you're doing personal things.
Yeah, that would be a pretty sweet. That'd be cool.
Be nice, man. Oh, okay. And
we won't even ask what the Klingon wants.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. It's, you know, I should do that. Hey, Mr. Klingon, what do you want?
Well, naturally, I want the biggest, baddest warship ever made.
Of course.
The Scimitar.
And you want that warship because you know that you have a treaty with the Federation. Mm-hmm. So what? Who are you fighting? Oh, that's right. It's for the Borg, so we can all fight against the Borg.
Right.
Because you Klingons love us Federation people, right?
Well,
You know something? Wait a second.
I live within the means that I'm allowed to live within.
I just had a thought, guys.
You know what?
My heart is Klingon always.
I think Deep Space Nine could have shaved off 3 seasons had they just told the Borg how to find the Dominion.
Yeah, that would have been great.
I mean, I think that would have been awesome to see what would happen if the Jem'Hadar went up against the Borg.
The Borg.
Or better yet, why don't we just have the Dominion team up with the United, with the Federation of Klingons, the Romulans, and the Cardassians, and fight the Borg.
They didn't want to. They wanted to take over all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see the Borg trying to simulate a changeling.
Yeah. Yeah, really. I can't imagine why the writers never thought of that, bringing the Borg. I don't think there was one Borg episode. I take that back. Take it back. I mean, in the beginning of DS9, when, you know, Sisko was fighting the Borg at the beginning. But beyond that, I don't think they ever once encountered the Borg.
No, they didn't.
They had to, because Jerry Ryan was on...
No, that was Voyager.
That was Voyager. That's Voyager. You're right. That's Voyager.
Even though...
The reason why they didn't is because they were over in the Beta Quadrant, And the access to the Delta Quadrant is through the upper end of the Alpha Quadrant. Now, what we could have seen...
Back all that up. What was that about?
Clear as mud for you there, Lou?
Absolutely. Something about beta. Okay. We've never done anything with beta.
Look at a square. Okay?
Okay, split Brian,
that square into four pieces. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the upper right-hand corner, it goes delta, alpha, beta, gamma.
Yeah.
Okay? DS9 is over in the beta quadrant.
Wrong. They're in the alpha quadrant. However, the wormhole goes to the gamma quadrant.
Yeah, it goes over to the
gamma. Brazier is over in the beta quadrant because I got the star map out there. I'll show it to you when you come back.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to send it on the link.
Who,
there you go.
I got the book. I got the updated
book. This is it says Milky Way Galaxy. This is a really cool graphic, actually.
Yeah.
Milky Way Galaxy, and it talks about route the USS Voyager took. It shows the Borg. This is pretty cool, actually. The Bajoran wormhole.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah, exactly. I think what he's confusing on is they're showing the United Federation of Planets is actually being on the border of the Alpha and Beta Quadrant. But they have the picture of UFP in the beta quadrant, and that ain't right. And the Bajoran, obviously, is at the... Yeah, according to this, it's in the alpha. I don't remember ever going into the beta.
Well, it says on this thing it looks like the Borg are in the beta.
Yeah, well, they're everywhere.
Yeah, and then it shows the delta... Trying to think, it shows the Bajoran quadrant over here in the Alpha quadrant, and then it takes you over to Gamma.
Yeah, which is where the wormhole went to.
Right, all
right.
Right. See, here, the Hirogen Relay Station Network actually runs in the Delta and...
Okay, yeah, you're right. I'm my screw-up. Alpha's on the opposite side, Beta's on the opposite. The Klingon Empire and the Romulan Star Empire take up the bulk of the Beta.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
The Klingon
and the Romulan Star Empire.
I'm trying to find Klingon.
Are the bulk of the Beta Quadrant.
Ooh, I think something just broke.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so. I think everything that we've seen in Star Trek is all in the Alpha Quadrant. Except for Voyager. And DS9 in the Gamma. I don't think we've ever gone in. Now, the Enterprise actually, under Kirk, did go into the Beta Quadrant to deal with the Shockery. That was in there beyond the Great Barrier. But, as far as I know, no, everybody's in the Alpha Quadrant. Everyone.
No, the Klingons do have part of the Alpha Quadrant,
and
but the bulk of their empire is in the Beta Quadrant.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking. I just pulled the book out because I just had to verify what you were saying, and I'm looking at it right here, Beta Quadrant, right down the square middle of it, right there. Romulan Star Empire's on the upper part, and the Klingons on the lower part.
Well, here's this is Memory Beta Wikia. It says Alpha Quadrant is home to a number of major and minor political entities, including the United Federation of Planets, whose headquarters is located on Earth, on the border with the neighboring Beta Quadrant. Most of the Federation's member planets are located in the Alpha Quadrant, including Beta Zed, and there's a ton of them there, Trill, you know, a bunch of them. So, and then it says, the biggest ally and one-time enemy, the Klingon Empire, also occupies a few systems in the Alpha Quadrant, but its largest sphere is in the Beta Quadrant.
Wow. Learn something new every day.
Right. So.
Amazing. See, I never knew the Federation mapped any part of the Beta Quadrant. We never got
there. Well, United Federation... I think that's what she was reading about.
Yeah.
It's even spilled over into the borders between the Alpha and Beta Quadrants. The two superpowers most associated with this is the Klingon Empire and the Romulan Star Empire. Less known but equally influential residents include the Gorn Hierocracy and the recluse M.E.T. Metrons. While 90% of the Quadrant remains unexplored, the Beta Quadrant has served as a battleground for many great conflicts throughout the past centuries, most notably in 2367 and 2373, which the Borg occupied. The Borg attempted to invade Earth, but it's also been the site for the historic Organian Peace Treaty and the Khitomer Accords, which the Federation and the Klingon Empire, as well as the Treaty of Algorin, which with the Romulan Star Empire.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Vulcans in Vulcan, Andorra, Rigel, Ryza, Sherman's Planet.
Where's Ryza at? Where's Ryza at? Is that in Beta or Alpha?
It's in Beta and it's Federation owned.
Okay.
There's two Ryzas, actually.
No.
One's a neutral Ryza and then one's
Stop.
A Federation Ryza.
I can't believe it's... No, it's not Federation-owned. I mean, even in the series Enterprise, the Enterprise was the first Federation starship
okay,
to ever get there. Rigel. Okay.
Rigel. But here's a good one. Magna Roma is... it's kind of like a planet that's not with the Federation, but it's like an ally to them. Rura Pente, Kronos, Romulus, Remus, Suns Prime are some of the major planets in the Beta Quadrant.
Well, you know, I am hoping that people come from Alpha, Beta, Delta, and Gamma to the
wherever.
Starbase Indie Convention.
Absolutely, and don't worry, folks. We've been told that the Borg will not assimilate anybody
That's
at this
right.
convention.
And... And people also need to know, you know, that's something else I should have mentioned, is that the shirts that we sell, the shirts are great this year. It's got a little play on the Three Stooges, and there's a Vulcan, a Ferengi, and a Klingon. And you look at their faces, you see the Three Stooges in there. But we are not ordering any extras, so you have to order them online, and November 13th is the deadline. After that, we can't order any more.
Okay.
So.
And if they do, how long would it be before they get it?
They get it at the convention.
Oh.
When you go to the conventions, when you pick it up.
Okay. Perfect. So. Now you don't have to worry about whether you get it in time.
Yep. You will have it at the convention.
And will the actors... Now, the actors will be autographing their pictures, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I'm looking at the Gamma Quadrant for a minute.
Oh, boy.
And it shows where the Bajoran wormhole pops out.
Yeah.
And the Dominion actually have a fight here with the Borg. On the upper part of the Gamma Quadrant. There's actually a border between the Dominion and the Borg.
Okay.
Right. Which is interesting. You'll have to see this when you come, if you make Starbase Indie Lou.
Yeah.
I'll have to show you this book.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, hey, Kim, thanks for coming again. Now,
thank you for having me.
I do want to ask you a question here, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Starbase Indie is on the 27th, starts the 27th, 28th, and 29th.
Yep.
We have a show that our air date is the 23rd for recording.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we're going to try and get our original guest, Brian. That
yes.
We couldn't get
Gary
on.
And Mark.
Okay. That's going to be this week for our air date on the 16th. What do we have for the next one after that, Brian?
Well, I was trying to get Celessa from the...
Oh, that would be a good one.
But she's not replied back to me.
Okay.
So I think I don't have a right email.
She's
so
at the Romulan Empire.
Yeah,
so she'd be
she
a good
used
one.
To run the Romulan Empire. She's had to shut it down since she's been in school.
All right. Well,
but I thought I'd bring her in to give kind of like a Federation. I mean, a Romulan
point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Point of view. Since we've gonna have Andy and Mark on next week,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I'm always on all the time. So and we've had Robert on too to give the Klingon perspective. I thought mm-hmm. the Romulans. Earn the right to be on the Lutrek show and have their point of view brought in. Then I'll work on getting connections with the Ferengi and the Marquis and get them on sometime soon.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. In other words, I'm trying to make it so all the fans know about these various organizations so they'll go and look them up and find them and try to get involved with them.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
But outside of that, I have no... Okay, and I have no one else scheduled up to this point because I haven't got no way of getting a hold of the other factions. So as we do this show, I've been trying to get a hold of other connections and bring other factions of the Star Trek fandom in. Like I'm working on trying to get ICAF to bring somebody on outside of me to talk about ICAF. I'm going to get someone from the Ring of Fire fleet. I'm going to try to get CAG on. The Klingon Language Institute, Kai. I want to try to get Starfleet International on, and the International Federation of Trackers, and whoever else I can find on the Federation side. I want to try to let the fans see that the various organizations that are out there. Part of doing this is letting people know about Star Trek.
Sure.
And letting them know about the organizations that are out there. And I'm trying my dangest to get as many of them on as I can to talk about it.
Good enough.
Yeah.
All right,
I have a good question for our people out there.
Mm-hmm.
First off, do you have a way of putting a poll on your website?
I think so. I could probably come up with something. My website is done by WordPress.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
they probably have an extension or something for
plugin,
poll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to know what people like better. Is it Trekker or Trekkie?
Oh boy. Yeah, there is a debate that will outlive us.
I know. I guess I kind of like Trekker.
Really?
But yeah, I think I like either way. I mean, I'm not going to get mad either way, but some people get very upset about it. But Trekker, Trekkie, I'm a Trekkie.
That's what I am too.
But I also like Trekker. I don't know. Trekkie, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
It don't matter
just,
to me. It applies to me either way.
Yeah.
I'm just curious what other people think. Have you guys seen some of the, I think it's called Trekkies. I have one with, I know they have at least two of them. There's Trekkies 1 and Trekkies 2, and I know Denise Crosby does the first one. I'm not sure about the second one. But I have it actually on DVD, and that's probably something we should try to show sometime at Starbase.
I thought it was
fun.
Wouldn't mind meeting her, too.
Oh, we met her in 2006. We had her and about, I don't know, 14, 15 other guests. And we had Jonathan Frakes and Katie Sackhoff and Alexis Cruz. Oh, be still my heart.
Number one. You had number one there?
Yeah, 2006.
If I could have just touched his beard. Did he have his beard?
You know, isn't that funny? I don't think he did. Isn't that awful? You know, I don't even think I saw 5 minutes of him on stage.
Oh.
Because I'm too busy working.
I just want to touch the beard. And that
you know, and when we had Sam Ash, a local music store here, they donated a trombone, and then he got up on stage and played the trombone, and we auctioned it off for $500 for a charity.
Does he really know how to play the trombone?
He played it up on stage.
Oh, I thought that was just, you know, they filled in the music.
Yeah. I had heard someplace that he played. So he was like something about, you know, it's got my spit or something like that.
Yeah, really.
And he autographed it too.
I'll make
George Starkey bought that.
Mini number one. I'll take the DNA and make a mini number one. All right.
Call him a mini one.
Mini one. Come, mini one. All right.
Or would that be number two?
No, he'd have to be a mini number one.
But he'd be the size of a number two.
Yeah, exactly. Size of number two. But, yeah, he'd still be in diapers, but still have that full beard and mustache. I'd find a way.
He was a lot of fun.
I bet.
Nice guy.
You know, you know, thanks for coming on.
Gag, Riker.
Gaga Gugu. Riker maneuver. yeah. So, well, Kim, hey, thanks for coming on. And the reason why I was asking
wait a minute. Is it Riker or is it his carbon carpy?
Oh, Thomas? Thomas could never be half the man William was. Yeah. Yeah, he needs years of practice.
That was a really fun convention. Yeah.
You know, that reminds me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get gross here. But since Riker William T was such a ladies' man who never had to, you know, resort to his own tactics to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think William did all those years? Well, folks, it's going to bring us to the end of our show tonight. Because I don't want to know what the William maneuver was. Or the Thomas. No, excuse me, the Thomas
maneuver. Thomas maneuver.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to replay that and ask see how I actually said that. Because I wanted to know what Thomas had been doing all those years.
Yeah, you said William. That's
did
why I said,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, then. Yeah, if I did, I'm sorry,
so,
folks.
So what are we going to call it? The Thomas Torpedo Maneuver?
Yeah.
Ah! Uh-huh. Oh, he went there.
Uh-huh. How about the Thomas...
He went there.
Torpedo away!
Or the Thomas...
Or what?
Or the Thomas self-touch thing.
The self-touch thing, oh my God.
So, anyway, I'm done. But, okay, back up another 10 minutes, what I was asking you here. Do you think maybe we can get you to come on for a few minutes for the Monday before the show, just to remind everybody about it?
Sure, I'm sure we can work something out. Mm. Tuesday, I take off work, and then from then on, I'll be just in Starbase mode. So.
Yeah, you know, exactly. We're not going to bother you after that. So, we try to record Friday, Saturday, or Sunday before the release date of Monday. So, you know, we'll hit you up and then we'll leave you alone.
No, that's cool.
So,
if we could record on a Sunday, that would probably work.
Okay, we can fit for Sunday the 22nd.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Same bat time, yeah, same bat channel.
You want me to send you a picture of what I'm actually bringing to the convention?
Oh, no. I don't want to know.
I can put it all up in the garage and take a snapshot and send it to you.
You know, that would probably help me with size wise.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. All right. That'd probably be good.
Because I plan on, if we have everything right, the reason why I'm going with a 4-panel display is because we should have our Lutrak show banner.
Yeah. Well, you probably want to put that. Are you going to put that on the table or are you going to put it behind you? Now, here,
well, I was thinking of putting that in front of the table, because I'll probably have the USS Gorkon.
Well, just know that they charge you money. They charge you money to hang anything on the walls.
No, that's why I'm bringing everything, so I can hang it on my own accord, so I don't have to hang
it. Okay, good. Good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
You'll see when I send you the picture, you'll understand what I'm talking about when I say I got my own wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I'm bringing all the pictures and stuff to hang on that on my wall.
Okay.
For a display, because I figured, heck, the best way I can promote a Star Trek convention is to bring a lot of nice stuff for people to see.
Okay, right. Kim, one other thing about the table and the internet connection. Are they going to wire it to our table?
Yeah, I'm going to have to pick out where exactly you guys are going to be, and then that's where they'll have to have it wired. So I'll probably have to tell them that on Tuesday. And then they'll probably, to be honest with you, wire it, make sure it's ready to go on Friday morning. So,
okay.
And Lil and I are spending the night at the hotel on Thursday, so we'll be there bright and early in the morning on Friday.
Cool.
We'll already be there on Friday.
Yeah, and obviously.
Well, I'll be there early Friday because Claire will have to work, so I'll just have Claire. I'll just go ahead and come on over to the convention because we're staying Friday night and Saturday night. So I'll just have Claire bring me into the hotel and I can go ahead and see what's going on, because I'll have to set up and everything too, so I can be there to make sure everything's ready to go, Lou, and I'll have my computer set up going anyway.
I'll probably, to be honest with you, make little tent cards so everybody knows what table is theirs.
Good.
So,
and you're going to put me within eyeshot of Garrett, right?
I'll try to put him across from you.
Right across, so I can look over and say, "Hey, Garrett, how you doing over there, bud?" As he looks up and says, "Jesus Christ, what is it with him?
What's up with these people?
Jesus.
Don't let anybody get into this convention."
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about this next year.
And we're going to do our best to make sure Lou's in uniform, too.
Oh, uniform? You're going to try to get him a uniform?
Uniform?
Yeah, we're going to try to get him in a
Federation
uniform.
Federation or
shirt.
Klingon?
Depends on what's available and what my first officer's doing.
Okay.
I'm not wearing a Klingon uniform, man.
No, you'll be wearing him in Fusion.
Well,
bring a black turtleneck with you.
Black turtleneck. The only one I have, black turtleneck I have, is from work. But anyway, okay, we'll see. All right. Well, hey, thank you again for coming. Thank you for listening, everybody. And Brian, as always, it's a pleasure to have you here. And that's going to go ahead and bring us to the end of our show.
We want to thank you for downloading and listening to tonight's show. You can send Starbase Indy email at kimhuff@starbaseindy.com, and you can find us at www.starbaseindy.com. Thank you for joining us, and have a great evening.
Thank you for coming. Brian, let's hear a kapla.
Kapla!